Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show and another segment of All That Jazz Now. Subtitle, Artists Who Bring Exciting New Levels of Style. And I do mean exciting. Listening to the undiscovered artists can be an adventure in jazz and all types of movement and music. We are featuring an artist for tonight. Her name is Dory, last name Pride. And we've got three tracks by her. We were going to do two, and I kept searching. Now, you know how I do. I get my glasses on. like Mr. Peabody and Sherman and Bullwinkle. What are you looking for, Mr. Don Peabody? Well, Sherman, with my glasses on my nose, right? I'm going to play an amazing artist, Dori Pratt. And I got a chance to listen to a couple of her tracks, and I shared them with a couple other music producers. And they were like, man, this girl bad. And she's on Facebook. And she said, thank you, Don, for liking my music. And I said, well, let me go into the, I got to play tracks. You know how I am. Got to do it. So tonight we're going to introduce you to Vindication, the soundtrack for my new trailer that's on YouTube and Twitter, causing a stir. And I'm telling you, man, I put my foot in that one. The music is just amazing. So we're going to play that first, and then I'm going to go to Zaz, my friend that's in France, and she's a French jazz singer. And she goes, I want a two. She can cut, so we're going to play her tonight. And she's live on a street session cutting it. So we got Dori, we got Zach, we got Curtis Jones, we got Earl Clue, Lindsay Webster. That's a special request and play. Got to play that. I was introduced to that by a beautiful black woman. And so I'm playing it. And I pulled a track from Sharon Banks, her catalog of tracks, October London, Make Me Wanna. And the track is bad. He got a new video out. I said, man, Don, you killed it. All right, so for you jazz aficionados, we got some bad stuff, of course. We got Cindy Bradley. That's my girl, Cindy Bradley. And I got about three or four tracks of hers. And I've got Doc Pyle, Autumn Leaves by my girl, Jade. Jade be cutting it, man. And then I got, who else? Somebody else on here, man. Tell Me More, Randy Crawford, Joe Sample, Brian Coberson, Love Won't Wait, Mesa, and Dori Pratt. Lift Me Up, Lift You Up, and another track she's got called No Time for Fear. So let's get the show started. It's 7:08 like we usually do. And let me give you a little peek preview, if you haven't been to YouTube, on Vindication, the soundtrack for Edmonia Lewis, The Trial of Edmonia Lewis. And I already sent it to Elizabeth Schultz at Oberlin College, where she went to, and Ken Grossi at Oberlin College. And their books go out Monday. So you know we on. So give a listen to this, and then I'm going to jump to Zaz, my girl. Vindication, the soundtrack to my new book, the trailer, The Trial of Edmonia Lewis. I mean, based on true events. So you got to check that out, man. That is just awesome. The video looks really, really good. And I'm telling you, I'm on fire. Jazz fire. All right. I'm going to jump to one of my French artists. A few tracks before we get to Dory. But I like this. I like the way she goes, I want, I do, I got, do, dee, do. And she recutting it, man. And I want you to listen to the guy. I think he's playing a harmonica. She got a bad street group. And Zewadardi, you know, I know how to say Seru d'Artois in French, which means I live on 7 Rudiera Street. How about that? Parlez-vous français? Yeah. Now you're cool.
Coucou Nike in Noy, c'est Zaz, et on va vous faire Je veux avec Ilan Alabou à la basse et Guillaume Giel à la guitare. Enchanté, tout le monde.
Yes.
Okay, we're back. We're back. I like that. Da, 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 da. You know, sometimes you got to open your mind free yourself and just let all of you come out and just feel good about doing it. You know, sometimes we live in a world where we're so fearful of everything, but you have to drown that fear deep down inside you and just say, "Durn the torpedoes. I'm going full speed ahead. I'm just going. I'm going to the cliff, and I'm jumping off, and I'm flying like a bird in the sky. That's what I'm doing." Yeah, it's probably that stuff you smoking. The ganji bird. You know, there is a ganji bird, but I haven't smoked them. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track before I get to something else. Earl Klugh, Across the Sand.
Thank you.
And we are back. And that was Earl Klugh. Man, that was bad. I just like the way he plays that, man. It was absolutely, absolutely marvelous. You know, jazz, I grew up with older brothers that played a lot of jazz and taught me a lot. The appreciation of jazz. Here's Paul Brown, Cosmic Monkey, as we move along on All That Jazz Now. And we got new commercials coming up. Let's get going now. I'm looking for the soundtracks, laying out the words, getting ready to send it to my fabulous narrator, Cass, and she's going to tear it up. Let's get going now. every time I play that, Cosmic Monkey, I can see the three monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Oh, man, the Cosmic Monkeys is number four in that group. See, you didn't know that, did you? Yeah, see, there's a lot of knowledge in this brain of mine as they tried to examine it one day. You know, when I was growing up, said, Dr. Sedan, we took some examinations and we find that your brain cranium retains a lot of unusual information. We're thinking about cutting it out. And my mother jumped in front of them with an S on her chest or breast. No, that's my son. Never. And she whisked me out of the hospital before those evil scientific doctors grabbed my brain. My father said, should have left him there. He's too smart. Okay, all right. You got to have some jokes sometimes, some fun. We're going to take a quick break on all that jazz now. We got a couple of more tracks before we get to our featured artist. But always at 7:30 or 7:30 whatever, we always play our promotionals. The best book coming out that's already out on the market, doing really well, coming in next week, My Sister Tiana.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
En Mi Hermana Tiana. En Don Americano. Did you know I was an Americano? That's right. I like that, man. Señor Don Americano. He write the stories. He's pretty good, too. All right, let's get back. You know, Curtis Jones got a track, and it's called Somebody's Loving You. And it's 360 degrees. Woo! Man, that's hot. And then after that, we're going to go to Dory Pride. And she got three tracks, like I say, that I like. So we might do a back-to-back. She got this track called No Time for Fear, which is dangerously bad. And she's got Lift You Up. So I'm going to do Who is Dory? And I'm going to follow it up with Lift You Up. How about that? She's our featured artist for the night on All That Jazz Now. It is 7:34, so let's hit it.
My name is Dory Pride, and I'm a singer, songwriter, musician, and I'm a storyteller. Love you.
of the dolly. The Beatles said it, they sang it, I loved it, I say it too, and I sing it. Love. Why such a little word would have such a huge impact? Words are containers of energy. They move you. They reveal what's in your heart. They reveal what's in your mind, what's going on. Love will find a way. It will find a way through disaster. It will find a way through sickness. It will find a way through sadness and grief. It'll find a way through joy and laughter. It's got to come out. And I had to let it out through my songs. Love is all there is. That's what you remember. How you love. How you were loved. No man is an island. We're all connected like links on a chain. We all have missions to accomplish in our life. And for me, mine is my music. It is my words. It is my books. It is light, bringing light. I see myself like Johnny Appleseed. Only I am Dory, and I spread seeds of light. And the light that is generated through love and through words and through good deeds makes the world better. If we don't have compassion for one another, then the links break. Everything falls down and it's just dust. Dust in the wind. So let's go and bring light to the world. Thank you so much. Love, 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 love. We'll find a way. Peace.
We'll be right back.
I want to lift you up. Lift you up. Dory Pride. You heard it from her herself. She loves singing about love. That's deep. Hey, we're going to jump to a Sharon Banks selected track, Make Me Wanna. From my understanding, it's a brand new debut, October London. I'm going to check out some more from him too, man. I kind of like this. He's got a video on YouTube where he's dancing in the studio. I guess he was so happy. Like, hey, I just threw it down. See, that's the thing about loving something. You just throw it down. And when you love, you throw it down. High, soft, medium, hard again, then hard. Throw it down, Donnie, throw it down. Oh, Don, get to the music. Oh, okay. October London. Make me wanna. Sharon Banks selection. You know, he kind of sounds like Marvin Gaye. So when I heard that, I said, wait a minute. Is that Marvin in the studio? Sound good, too. October London. I'm about to check him out, man. We're going to jump to a track. One of my favorite artists, Brian Culberson. It's time. And when I come back, we got some Mesa for you. So, we're hot. Houston, we're hot. Is that what they say when they, astronauts? Or is it It's a Go Houston. I don't know. I'm going to look it up. Subject. Don't nobody play better jazz than me on Wednesday night. None. And I was talking to a friend of mine today, Sharon Holiday. She's going to be reading Vindication. And I said, you know, Sharon, have you seen the video? She said, no, you're already good. And I said, well, what you think? She said, if I say any more, your head already big. It's going to explode. I said, hey, what you mean by that? She said, Don, you know you good. I can't wait to read the book. Vindication. Man, that's a hot book coming out. I'm going to jump to this track by one of my favorite artists called Jade. And the track is called At Last by String Space. But Jade can cut. They're featuring her as the lead singer with a group called String Space. And they always feature different singers, but Jade can cut, man. Especially right after that Brian Culberson, and then I got to hit Mesa. So I'm going to do a back-to-back. How about that? Man, at last, I heard that, man, and I said, I can't skip this next track, so I had to switch up. She just sang At Last, and now they're getting ready to sing Tell Me More. Oh, man, they killing me tonight. They killing me with great jazz. This is some romantic, sensual jazz. Day.
Tell me more, more and then some.
that I love you only, dear. I want some more and then some. Oh, my, how you feel and then. When you done told me about a million times of how much you love me, when you're through, start right back in again. Made the same mistake, know the awful ache of a little heart that's been double crossed. Hard to be believing. Thought I'd missed my guess. I thought happiness for me was lost. I want some more, and then some. You know. Whisper from now on until doomsday. But I never, no, 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 I never will get enough.
Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. She said, I want some more. She said, I can't never get enough. Oh, man. Nah, the FCC going to get you for now. Hey, I didn't make that up, man. That's the song, man. That's Randy Crawford. So don't get me. Get her. Oh, man. I want some more. And then she said, if I get some, I want to get a little more. She said, she can't never get enough. Oh, yeah. Randy, don't give me a trouble on the air. Here's a track by Mesa. Man, we cutting up tonight. This jazz is off the charts, man. It's like charting. Man, I don't know, the FCT, TCC, or whoever they are, they're going to send me a bill. Hey, Don, you gotta watch what you play, man. It's me and mind your business.
Right, turn down the light. take a flight and spend the night, honey, in a wonderland. Now move a little closer to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love won't let me
Now, play that one more time. Give me more. I said, look, man, y'all going to get me in trouble, man. The FTC say, what is this, a jazz show or a love show? I say, hey, I just play the tracks, and they going crazy. The guys say, yeah, tell our girlfriends and wives and fiancés, I want some more. I said, that ain't the name of the song. It's... Y'all give me a trouble tonight, man. Hey, you listening to the Don S. McClure Show? I got to put on an instrumental, man, before I get a big fine. Doc Powell coming up, coming at you. And yeah, I'm going to play it again. Tell me more and more. She said, then tell me again. Dang.
Thank you. something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back, and yes, I am Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Oh, man, that's just deep. Oh, man. Hey, I got to tell you a true story, though, for real. My agent, bless her soul, she was in California. This was one of the top promotional people with black newspapers, Christine Martin. Kid you not. She was in California representing me. And I had kind of just got started, right? So she would always keep track. So anyway, one morning, you know, California, I think they're 4-3 hours or something. Anyway, they're a lot of hours. So she called early in the morning. And she said, Don, wake up. And I said, what? She said, wake up. I got some good news to tell you. I said, what time is it? And she said, wake up. I just read the rankings, and you are in the top 100 in America for authors. I said, what? Wait, are you joking? She said, no, you're number 95. I said, out of 100? She said, yeah. And then I called my niece, and I said, hey, guess what? She said, it's early in the morning, Uncle. I said, hey, I'm in the top 100. I'm kicking derriere. So anyways, time went on. I dropped to number 97, and then I went to number 99. And John Grisham, the greatest writer in the world, booted me off the top 100 list. He became number 99, and they just kicked me off. So I always used to make a joke at the lectures. I said, where's that John Grisham at? I owe that guy. I'm going to beat him. Booted me off the list. But anyway, yeah, she was one of the greatest promotional people in the world. She passed a couple of years ago. But Christine Martin, that girl could handle her business. California. All right, let's get to some music from this renowned American author doing all that jazz now. We're going to play a track by Lindsay Webster that I was introduced to. It's called Where Do You Want to Go? And it's bad. Man, I got the best artist. And then we're going to play another track by Dory Pride. She's our featured artist for the night. So again, we've already played two tracks by her. And we're going to play one right after we play Lindsay Webster.
Thank you. I flip the page and educate myself and deflect from rage. I'm seeing that it's gonna take more than some sage to move us through the politics and get us out of the maze. They saying it's a race war that we in. I'm seeing it's a place war that we in. You either with the 2%ers or the other end, and they control the 98% of what we in.
And I'm back. Got to make sure our sound is acting right. Our board kind of went out from New York. But we're back. So let me finish this track. It's by Cindy Bradley, one of my favorite artists. It's called You Don't Know What Love Is. So here we go on the Don S. McClure Show and all that jazz now. Thank you. And that was one of my favorites. Cindy Bradley, You Don't Know What Love Is. I'm going to jump to a track by Anthony David. It's called Beautiful Problems. And I'm going to fire my internet company. You know, my nerves, man. They can't be messing up my show like that. But anyway, we got 24 more minutes to go. And yes, I'm going to play Give Me More. I don't care what the FCC says or the TCB or the KQK or the MDB. I'm going to play what I want to play. So y'all got to help me raise this $10,000 fine. Let me play this track, Anthony David, Beautiful Problems.
Wrong kind of right, a happy kind of sad, feels so good, but it hurts so bad, denying the truth. And believe in a lie, reason to laugh is the reason I cry. Not fair, but I don't care. It's a beautiful problem. Beautiful problem. From the outside looking in, such a beautiful, beautiful.
All right. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's Mesa, man. She's bad. All right. Now, y'all got to bail me out of jail now because I'm getting ready to play it again. This is the most requested track by the guys. They say, I want some Mo. Tell me Mo. And I can't get enough of Mo. And I want some Mo. So, all right. So, when the red lights be flashing outside and I go in to the jailhouse, the pokey, it's going to be your fault, guys. I don't know why y'all asked me to play the song again.
Tell me more, and then some. You know what I want to hear. I want some more, and then some. That I love you only. I want some more and then some of how you feel and then when you done told me about a million times of how much you love me when you're through. Start right back in again. Made the same mistake. Know the awful ache of a little heart that's been double-crossed. The waiting's been so long, so long. It's hard to be believing. Thought I'd missed my guess. I thought happiness for me was lost. I want some more, and then some. You know how I love that stuff. Whisper from now on. From now on until doomsday. But I never, no, 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 I never will get enough.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. She said, I'm stuck, and I'm gonna get. I can't never get stuck enough. Oh, man. My board done lit up with blue lights, man. What's to that song there, man? My board done went crazy.
It's inevitable.
by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. And since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I'll miss you most of all, my darling.
And that was Jade singing Autumn Leaves. Oh, man, we've had a great show tonight. It was just super great. I just enjoyed it. So I'm going to let my main guy, Paul Brown, take me on out of here. I want you to be safe out there. And again, I appreciate every last one of you that tuned in and that's making my career take off the ground. I mean, we got our own TV network going to be starting this year, where we'll have the jazz show, the documentaries, the everything. So hang in there with us, and you will not regret your investment. Paul Brown, Cosmic Monkey, take us out of here.